With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The April jobs report showing the unemployment rate remaining steady.
The Labor Department reported Friday that U.S. employers added 177,000 jobs in April. The unemployment rate was unchanged at 4.2%. Both numbers, which demonstrate that the U.S. labor market remains in good condition, are based on surveys taken in the immediate wake of the Trump administration's move in early April to institute the highest level of tariffs on imports since the 1930s. The gain extended the streak of U.S. job growth to 52 months. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Well, the numbers are in on efforts by the Department of Government Efficiency to rein in fraud, abuse, and waste by the federal government. Correspondent Ken Lorman has the story.
Since January, 200,000 federal employees have been laid off, while over 75,000 accepted a buyout option known as deferred retirement. In total, more than 260,000 federal workers have been dismissed since President Trump took office. Elon Musk, who heads up DOGE, says the department is making progress, but acknowledged that it, quote, could be more effective. Yet, so far, DOGE has saved the government over $160 billion. Ken Lorman, Washington.
The United States has given initial approval to sell $3.5 billion worth of air-to-air missiles for Saudi Arabia's fighter jets. The sale will likely be one of the several heralded by President Trump on his visit to the kingdom. That is coming up later this month. Well, the oldest person on the planet Earth has died in Brazil. Sister Ina Canabaro was 116. Oldest person now, England's Ethel Caterham, a mere 115. This is SRN News. People all around the world weigh in on freedom of speech.
The Pew Research Center survey finds that a majority of people believe that the right to say whatever you think without fear of reprisal is important. Here in the U.S., 62% of adults say freedom of speech is very important. The highest percentage can be found in Germany, 87%. The lowest in Singapore, 35%. Freedom of speech is not quite the same as freedom of religion, but the two tend to be closely connected. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new report indicating persecution of Christians in Pakistan on the rise. Again, survey conducted by Human Rights Focus Pakistan find believers were victims of an unusually high number of murders, abductions, and forced conversions during the first 3 months of this year. One official says Pakistan has cloaked its systemic persecution in silence and impunity. This is SRN News. U.S. health officials pushing to get artificial colors out of the nation's food supply.
U.S. health officials announced plans to persuade food companies to voluntarily eliminate petroleum-based artificial dyes by the end of 2026. The process to change from petroleum-based dyes to colors made from vegetables, fruits, flowers, and even insects won't be cheap or easy. Health advocates have long called for the removal of the dyes. They cite mixed evidence that the colors are linked to behavior problems and obesity in kids. John Scott reporting.
Authorities now say the U.S. has 935 confirmed cases this year of measles. That's triple the amount seen in all of 2024. Two children and one adult have died from the illness this year. 10 states now have active outbreaks. Meanwhile, Texas is on top with 683 cases. More details at srnnews.com.